We are obviously in the heart of the summer, and that means people are planning vacations or weekend getaways. And North Carolina, our great state, has something for everyone, from the beach to the mountains to Murphy to Manio, everything in between. Here with Ness now to talk about travel in our state, maybe give you some tips on some places to visit that you haven't thought about yet, is Whit Tuttle, Director of Visit North Carolina. Whit, good morning. Appreciate the time.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We are here, obviously, on the eve of July 4th. Is July 4th a holiday that we see a lot of people come into North Carolina for?
Yeah, the 4th is the big holiday. You know, all of July is one of the biggest months for travel to the state. We get about 10% of the visitor spending. And a big part of it is because we get bigger parties that come, and they stay longer. You know, it's the beginning of summer. People want to get out and get that big vacation in with the family. So it's really important time for us in the industry.
You kind of hit on it a little bit, but the summer months from Memorial Day to Labor Day, how big is that time for our economy in North Carolina as it relates to travel?
Yeah, it's huge. Those are the biggest months. August is number one. You know, people love to get that. They want to get that vacation in before the kids go back to school. And July is number two because they want to get it as soon as the kids are out too. So we really make our hay in the summer. The season's gotten longer, and we've extended the shoulders, but summer's still the main time.
We've been talking, it feels like, all summer long about the hot weather. I mean, the heat index is going to be up to 100 tomorrow for Independence Day. Does the warm weather, does that boost any travel to the mountains of our state?
I think it does, yeah. We see people trying to escape the heat, and we've got the advantage of having, you know, the highest mountains in the eastern United States. You really can get out there and get a break, and you know, it also draws people to the beach too, because you get that cool ocean breeze once you're out there.
We've obviously heard a lot about, you know, the travel within the pandemic, and now that we're a couple years away from COVID, are we starting to see some of these tourism numbers bouncing back a little bit?
Oh yeah, we're back. We set a record in 2023 with $36 billion in visitor spending, and I think we're going to hit another record this year. And so it's great to see tourism's back, and I think restaurants are back, and people are getting out and enjoying and having a good time.
Well, can you give us maybe some tips on places in our state that maybe we should be thinking about for a vacation or a long weekend here in the old North State?
Yeah, well, you can't go wrong. You know, you can go to the mountains, you can go to the coast, you can stay here. There's great things to do all over the state. Lots of new things going on. Even if you don't want to, you know, leave Raleigh, you can go get inside the air conditioning at a museum. The Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit opened at the NC Museum of Natural Sciences. It's really incredible. Two dinosaurs. It's the only really fossil like that of its kind. That's really neat. There are new cruises out on the Inner Banks, out in the harbor towns, Elizabeth City, Hertford. Those guys, so you can cruise along the Albemarle, you know, and see some things there. Even in Charlotte, Miracle on the Hudson returns. They've opened up that Sullenberger Aviation Museum. Graveyard of the Atlantic is back on the coast if you want to go out to the Outer Banks. That museum's reopened. And there's an amazing Chihuly glass exhibit at Biltmore if you want to hit the mountains. So really, we got a lot of great new stuff for people to see and just get out and have some fun.
Are there places maybe that people just don't normally think about? I mean, I think everybody thinks about the mountains, right, or thinks about the coast, and there's plenty of places to go there, but is there like a hidden gem or a couple hidden gems in your mind?
Yeah, I really think, you know, the hidden gems are kind of the places in between, you know, that people don't think about. You know, there's a new state historic site opening in Milton, up in Granville County, and that's a neat thing dedicated to Thomas Day, who was one of the first free black furniture makers in the state. One of my favorite places to go to is, you know, Kinston's got some great restaurants, and I love to get out to Aiden to the Skylight Inn barbecue. You know, if you've never been there, that is the most classic, ultimate North Carolina barbecue joint there is. So yeah, there's lots of neat little spots you can find to get a different view or see something you haven't seen before.
Would I think we should do a thing where it's a barbecue tour of North Carolina?
That's a great idea. Great idea. You know, there's some really new places coming up that do brisket.
Really?
It's not a North Carolina barbecue thing, but we got written up in Texas Monthly a little while ago for the great brisket we've got in a couple places. One of them really close in the Triangle, right out in Knightdale.
Oh, is that the Prime Barbecue spot?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. That's so good. You got to email me a list of some places so maybe you and I can go try them together. How about that?
That's a good deal. And you know, 2024 is the 100th anniversary of the first sit-down barbecue restaurant opening up in North Carolina.
Is it? Really?
Bob Melton's Barbecue opened in 1924.
Well, obviously,
so you should get out and celebrate it.
Don't tell me twice. as I let you go, give us maybe a note about Visit NC, the work that you and your team are doing, and where people can find you and all that good information.
Yeah, you can get lots of great stuff on visitnc.com. We often run sweepstakes. We have information about festivals and events. You know, that's the other thing I haven't talked about. There are a lot of great parades and things for July 4th, and we have thousands of events in North Carolina. You can find all about them at visitnc.com.
Outstanding stuff. Wayne Whittuttle, the director of Visit North Carolina, appreciate the time as always, and I look forward to chatting again real soon. Happy 4th of July to you and your family.
Sounds great. You have a great one.